Welcome to Live the Fuel.
Welcome to Live
Welcome
the Fuel.
To Live the Fuel. Focusing on health, business, and lifestyle. And now your host, Scott Mulvaney.
Hello and good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another Live the Fuel show. So once again here in 2017, I'm actually bringing back another great co-host from our launch in 2016. This gentleman I got connected with through the Fitness Confidential podcast. He's a regular co-host on there. And more recently in recent months, he's basically become the co-owner, co-founder, I don't know how to explain that better, of the Pure Vitamin Club company from California. This gentleman is very passionate about keeping things made in the USA, so to speak, including how they handle their call volume. We're going to talk about that as well because I'm a big business guy. But most importantly, we're going to be talking about B12 vitamins. We're going to be talking about a European UK expansion for their company. And this gentleman was actually episode 24 back in November. So welcome back to the show, Andy Schreiber.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. So you guys got a lot going on, man.
We do have a lot going on.
I could barely keep up with you just listening to the show. So let alone what we have to try and tackle today. So
yeah, because there's a lot because you don't even know the half of it. We are expanding our whole marketing outreach too at the same time as all the other stuff is going on. We've just engaged a digital marketing agency to sort of take us, you know, to the next level. Because, you know, completely honest, you know, when Vinny and I started this, neither one of us had any experience in running a digital company. So we were doing this on, you know, a wing and a prayer and on the basis of Vinny's media outreach and all of that. And our marketing has been very limited. So now that we have, you know, a couple of years behind us and some success and some resources, we're putting some money back into the company to expand through some other, you know, marketing initiatives to take us to that next level.
Well, and we've been on a health kick for a little while here, so I'm loving that we're at least talking a little bit of business, because I think it's important to remind people from all the coaches I've worked with and just business in general, there is a common thread that basically says that all new businesses that are trying to build a successful business should basically be reinvesting in the first 3 to 5 years. And it sounds like you guys are right on the same track.
It's exactly that track. Look, we knew that the way we want to run this business is we never wanted to put the health of it at risk from day one. So once we saw that it was working and that people were buying our products and people were liking our products and we were able to continue to grow at a nice regular pace, we made the decision early on, we are not going to put any of our assets at risk. We will grow when and how we can. And we built and built and built, and now we're at that level where we're able to safely put that, invest that money back into the company to take it to that next level.
Well, and you've done that literally from day one. I remember you brought that up on our last episode. And now luckily, let's be honest, what helps with this is it from our last episode on episode 24 for our listeners, you had a career prior in the Playboy industry company.
Well, yeah, that was part of it. It was all film distribution, yeah.
But you've had, obviously, other past career success, and Vinny obviously has his own career as a professional personal trainer, basically, to the stars, as well as the podcast show you guys have launched. So would you say it's easier to be making this reinvestment because you guys have actually somewhat financially planned for it? I don't know. I always like to get a little bit more of that nitty gritty behind that entrepreneurial pursuit and how you guys are trying to do it without obviously opening your books. So,
yeah, look, we've been continually reinvesting in smaller ways and growing it, you know, incrementally. But to do what we're doing now is taking a more significant investment. And we've been able to grow the business first by expanding our product offering when we added our second product, our broad spectrum magnesium caps, that's one of my favorite products. I love that. But also we have done other things with the business to help expand it, but we were only going to get so far without that extra level of investment, you know, to hire the experts who know how to use the internet and use all of the resources in the internet to market and reach new people. And that's what we're doing. We're literally just starting out in that. I'm learning as we go. Fortunately, my assistant is much more versed in this kind of thing than I am, because it's his generation. You know, he hates it when I call him a millennial, because he's like just outside of that. But, you know, they know more about that stuff than I do, all these kind of digital initiatives. But I'm learning, and, you know, I'm putting him to, you know, to work with our consultants who are building this stuff for us. And, you know, I'm very excited about where it's going to take us.
Well, and real quick, you're saying that's chip round 4 or round 3?
I call him chip 3.0.
3.0, okay.
Yeah, it's chip 3.0, but his name is Dylan.
And this is for our listeners. If you've never listened to Fitness Confidential podcast, I've been listening to it for over 2 years. This is how I came across Vinny and Andy, and they have a very successful show. And they've had a little struggle, you know, passing through a few assistants, and it just so happens that you guys have always ended up keep calling him Chip. So.
That was sort of a joke from the beginning. Before we hired anybody, Vinny said, it's time to get an assistant. Let's get some, you know, Chip. Our first two assistants were, well, no, that's not true. This is actually Chip 4.0 because we had three others. But
that's what I thought. Yeah, okay. See, I'll be keeping up.
Yeah, it is actually Chip 4.0. But, you know, I don't use it anymore because it's, you know, he's been with me now for like 8 months and it's Dylan and he's great.
That's wonderful. And I was impressed you guys actually brought him on one of your past episodes discussing because it's true. Millennial, I don't care if you're a millennial or a Gen Xer, like I'm on the Gen X generation, and everybody's out there. You guys were really discussing a great episode around his supplementation. And I think he was using one of those crazy energy drink cans.
You know, you have to see the guy, and you know, the guy's got, you know, is super, super fit. Mm-hmm. Like he's got, you know, a total athlete's body and completely ripped. So it's not showing up on him, but he's, you know, complaining that he's not, you know, exactly where he wants to be and doesn't have the energy. So Vinny saw that. We were over here working and Vinny saw that drink. He said, what are you doing, man?
Well, and to be honest, I was where he was once too. I mean, this comes through, unfortunately, a life. We just brought this up on some past episodes, and actually, I was just telling you before you hit record here today, the current episode 51, as we're recording this, is crushing it right now from Dr. Jack Cruz. And he brought it up best. He said, listen, we need to be our own life doctors, so to speak. We have to be doing our own research and questioning what it is that we're actually learning about, what we're taking into our lives, what we're putting into our bodies. And this is why, and actually I'm going to go ahead and let you know this before we get deeper into the episode. So I just launched episode 50 on Friday, and that was a big momentous thing for me because this show just launched in September, and we were discussing this before we record. And I said, I've told my episodes and all of my listeners that I'm not monetized. You know, I'm actually paying to run this show. You guys know what it's like trying to cover the costs. But I said, you know what? There's certain products that I believe in. And one of which is obviously the broad spectrum magnesium that Pure Vitamin Club created with your company and the multi-cap. And I'm a nutrition guy. I have a nutrition business with Isagenics on the side. So I already have luckily spent the past 7 years now learning intensely a lot more about the nutritional supplementation world and everything else. And yeah, I'm the NSNG lifestyle guy like you guys promote. And I'm a paleo guy and yada, yada, yada. There's all these different lifestyle descriptions now. In the end, I keep telling people, test and make happen what works well for you and your lifestyle.
Right. That's exactly right.
But most importantly, for episode 50 and moving forward, I decided to create a post reel that gets added into all of my episodes.
Awesome.
You guys are in it.
Oh man.
So because I have an affiliate account to my listeners. Yeah, I do have an affiliate with PVC I believe in the product. It's on my resources page on livethefuel.com. And I get like your little regular affiliate report, and I've never had an affiliated click or buy or whatever yet. I said, you know what? It'll come. Because most people didn't know about the resources page, because how many podcast listeners actually, how many podcast shows even have the episodes listed on a website? There's a lot of podcasts that never publish the content, like show notes and things of that nature.
I kind of don't get that. You know, I think you're doing it right.
Yeah, well, think about it. Like you guys actually put your episodes on the site because, hello, people, there's a world called Google and they love keywords and SEO and everything else. You need to push content.
Right. No, it's exactly right. You're doing it right. And look, I think a lot of people, and I don't know the numbers on this, but I think a lot of people do listen to their podcasts on their mobile devices. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I listen to all my podcasts sitting at my desk on the computer.
Okay.
And I stream my computer.
Now, do you listen off of iTunes, or what do you listen off of?
No, I hate iTunes. So I just hate it. It's a whole separate program I got to open up. I just don't like it. So, you know, pretty much every podcast that I listen to, if they don't have their own complete website, they've got, you know, some sort of a site they go through. You know, some of them I have no choice but to do iTunes, but.
Well, and for listeners like yourself, I have, because my site is built on the WordPress platform, and I have a player built into the site. So every episode for people like you, if you don't use apps, you can go and listen and stream it right from the website. So,
and that's what I like.
You have to support all learning styles and all audiences.
That's exactly right.
So anyway, I just had to let you go. I saved that towards the end of the last episode that Vinny and I just recorded that hasn't aired yet, because I was just really excited to promote that, because I have people on my Isogenics team, and they're like, well, why are you promoting another company? And I said, because we have vitamins too. And I said, because they're doing it right. There's nothing against what I promote from my nutrition company that I work with. It's just when I see a company that comes out with a no holds barred, truly pure product, and it's a great baby step product. There's so many people like Chip 4.0 that they don't understand vitamins and supplements and minerals and things of that nature. So you guys, and Vinny was intelligent about this, you guys kept it simple.
Yeah.
That's what I love about it.
Yeah, it is really simple. And I hear this all the time. People say, yeah, I get vitamins, but it's just like, I just get whatever I get, you know, at the supermarket or at, you know, the CVS. I just pick up whatever on the shelf.
Mm-hmm. My own parents. Yeah. My mom's like, oh, well, my doctor, I'm trying to get her to take Zmini's not a big supporter of excess protein powders and stuff like that. But even my own mother's doctor is now trying to tell her to take protein. And I've actually shipped her some of the best stuff that on the planet that I work with. And she goes, she's like, oh yeah, I've been buying mine from Walmart. And I said, Mom, don't ever buy a vitamin, a supplement, or anything from a big chain store like Walmart, because all they care about is cutting costs and finding what company or supplier is going to drop their pants the lowest.
That's right.
So there's no quality.
No, there isn't.
And you guys technically are a very cost-effective company.
We are, because look, I was actually approached by Walmart, not to go into the stores, but to go on walmart.com.
Okay. That's realistic.
Yeah, ish. Haven't had the, you know, the full on conversation yet, but I'm not going to rule it out, but I'm leaning towards not doing it. Cause I know that when we get down to negotiations, first of all, they're going to want to sell it at a price lower than, you know, we can afford to sell it. And on top of that, you know, look, like a bottle of our multi-caps costs $24.95 on our site. They're going to want to sell it for $19.95. And then on top of that, they're also, you know, going to want to pay us, you know, 50% of that, and we can't afford it.
Well, it's just can't afford it. You guys are already kind of cutting profits, I guess, or, you know, impacting your costs, because you're on Amazon too. Like, you allow people to go ahead and buy the product on Amazon separately. You don't have to be I'm one of your reoccurring, you know, members. I just have it drop shipped. It's easy. It's simple. It's how I do everything.
And look, you know, I tell this people this all the time. If you don't want to, you know, get into a subscription, and you can go buy it on Amazon. It's more expensive, and the reason it's more expensive is because, you know, we work on a very tight margin, because we don't want to, you know, we want people to be able to afford our products, and Amazon is going to take, you know, it's an average of, you know, 25%.
Wow. Okay.
And so we, you know, we can't afford to sell it for the same price, so it's a higher price, and you know, you're getting an advantage by, you know, I don't want to say committing, because it's actually not even that big of a commitment. Because once you subscribe, and I tell people this all the time, if they're concerned, I don't want to be committed, I say, you know what? You can subscribe today. Next week, after you get your first shipment, you can cancel.
There you go. And
if you want to order another one, you can resubscribe. We're not doing the subscription to lock people into, you know, you're now committed for a year. We want you to stay for a year. We want you to stay forever. But if you want to order it, cancel and reorder it again later, you're free to do it and we make it pretty easy on the site.
Well, and so not I don't want my listeners to think this is turning into one giant ad, because I know Vinny jokes around about it too, but the reason why I brought Vinny back on to talk about Fitness Confidential, and also we ended up talking about, you know, Pure Vitamin Club, because it's something that I've become more passionate about, because from a business standpoint, we already talked about this. You and I already just discussed it. It's about keeping things simple and clean. And as far as branding, don't bastardize yourself and your brand and sell out to the next biggest buyer like Walmart. Like, stay true to who you guys are and why you guys are doing it. So if I can provide any free advice, I don't walk into Walmarts. I don't like them. I love this small business. Look,
there's a place for Walmart, and I don't want to bash people who go to Walmart, because you know there you can get some great deals there, and for a certain Walmart or Costco or Target or whatever works for you, it's not right for our product.
No, I truly feel that you guys have a killer price point. I think that's why they're attracted to you, I'm not trying to bash Walmart either. It's just there is a large market. They usually build their massive stores in lower to middle income America. I know, because I've lived out west in some very remote areas when I was doing the wildland firefighting. And then all of a sudden, you're just driving down the highway. There's nothing there. And then there's a Walmart. I'm like, what?
Right.
Why is there a Walmart here? Like, there's a small village nearby. There's a tribal land over there that has villages on it. Like, what is going on?
Right, because they've got purchasing agents who can go and buy whatever it is, you know, in bulk, and offer it at a cheaper price than anybody else.
Well, let's be real. Walmart is a very successful company. They have established a worldwide footprint, and you know, it's come very far from where it was founded. So again, back to our point here, I think as you guys are staying true to your brand, staying true to the quality, I really don't think you need them. I think you guys are smart.
No, I don't think so either.
You guys aren't slowing down. Your brand is growing. You know, you and Vinny are getting on podcasts, growing the exposure. I'm helping you. A lot of other people are talking to you about this. Amazon's helping you guys grow the brand as well. Since we're talking about growth, I would love to talk about the next phase of growth, my friend. You guys are going overseas. You're going over the pond.
We are going over the pond. This has been the most difficult and brutal and convoluted process to get this going, but we're almost there. You know, first we had to the easy part was actually establishing a company. You just register with the same way you do as incorporating here. You incorporate over there. So we have Pure Vitamin Club UK Limited. The real trick was opening a bank account. Opening a bank account over there was so difficult.
That was the hardest part.
You have no idea. I contacted a whole slew of banks, and because two reasons that stood in the way, and we had to completely redo the charter of the corporation. First of all, the directors of the company were me and Vinny. That's
right.
So we didn't have a director of the company who was a UK resident. Oh. Problem number one.
Okay.
Problem number two. I'm giving away all kinds of company secrets here, but it's no big secret. When we established the company, we had to lay out the ownership shares, right?
Sure, yeah, that's normal.
So Vinny owned a share, I owned a share, and Pure Vitamin Club LLC, our US company, owned a share.
Okay.
Problem number two. The banks, you've got a corporate ownership, you have to provide this documentation, and you have to do this. So I was actually over in London in October, had an appointment with the bank, because you have to have an appointment at the bank to sign the documents. You can't do it remotely.
You brought this up on Vinny's show, or you brought it up on our last episode, and I was cracking up about that.
So. Yeah, you have to be at the bank, at the branch. I had the appointment. I got there. Oh no, you can't do it this way because of this problem and that problem. So the whole trip was wasted.
Oh my gosh.
So now we have, we've assigned a director in the UK who's a UK resident, and we've changed the ownership. So we've just divided it up differently. There's no more corporate sub-ownership. So now it's all clear to go.
Well, not to talk all business speak, but I have an LLC and I don't have shares. It's just me. Did you guys do an LLC with an S corp or?
No, all the rules are different there in the UK.
Right.
So you had to assign shares. I mean, one person could have all the shares.
Wait, so did you just go find somebody in the UK to do this? Or like, did you know somebody in the UK?
There's actually a company that helps you file all the paperwork.
You pay
them a fee and they help you with all the paperwork with the government agency that does that. It's called Companies House. That's the government agency. So they help you file all the paperwork with Companies House. Anyway, it's all done. I'm going to be in London in about 3 weeks. I have meetings set up with the fulfillment houses. We've got the whole structure ready. We've got the tax situation ready. We're ready to rock and roll. We're building out the website, purevitalclub.co.uk. Nothing there yet. It's still just a blank page. But we'll be up by, I'm guessing, mid-April.
Okay.
And then on top of that, I've recently signed a deal with a distributor who's handling Eastern Europe for us.
Oh, you're just jumping over another water path. I mean, just keep going. Okay. Yeah. You're just playing, are you playing hopscotch on continents now or what?
Yeah, well, the UK, that business will service all of the EU.
Okay.
So all of Western Europe will be shippable. Anybody in Western Europe can order from purevitaminclub.co.uk or from amazon.co.uk, because we'll sell through there as well.
I'm confused because, when I was last there in 2010, well, not there, but I was in Ireland. And obviously Northern Ireland is on the crown. Southern right. Ireland is EU or whatever you call it. I've never actually been to the UK. And so my question is, do they care about any of that? I guess not.
They care about what?
But the whole, the crown or versus the EU monetary thing.
Well, right now, as long as the UK is part of the EU, you can trade freely throughout all of that. Whenever Brexit, gets finalized.
Okay.
It may change. Nobody really knows what's going to happen, but my suspicion, very strong suspicion, is that they will, do it in such a way that the trade agreements stay such that you can still buy something as a resident of France from the EU without any, import duties or any of that.
I would hope so, because they're going to be really impacting a lot of income streams.
It's going to screw a lot of stuff up if they don't make that a kind of an agreement. So I'm not terribly worried about that. Right now, if you are in France, Germany, Italy, Spain, wherever in the EU, and you want to buy something on amazon.co.uk, no problem.
So with this whole fun, this is a great, so for some of our listeners, since we talk about health, business, and lifestyle, you guys are learning about what it's like to try and expand a company over the pond. That's where that slogan is. Over the pond just means over in the UK versus the US, back and forth. But so you guys, what would you say your timeline hiccup was? Like, what did you guys think it was going to take versus where'd you end up?
I thought we would be up in January, and it's now going to be like April.
Okay. So that's not terrible.
No, it's about 3 months.
That's not bad. That's only a quarter.
No, that's fine. It's fine. And then the Poland and the rest of that, we'll see. Right now, the distributor, he just came back from Poland. He lives here, but he's a Polish guy, and he's got a lot of contacts there. So he's working on, the actual deals with retailers in Poland, in Hungary, in Czech Republic and Slovakia to start.
Now, is his niche, because obviously we're talking about health and fitness sector, this is obviously your domain and our domain as well. So I know there's going to be other listeners out there who have, and I know you're anti this name, but there's other people out there who are trying to sell products that are white labeled. So, and white label to our listeners just means you're basically taking somebody else's product, slapping your label on it and saying that's your creation. As a reminder, this is their invented products. Like, they have designed, created it.
That's correct.
Have you guys actually, I asked this last time, have you guys considered or can you patent your protocols?
It's very tough to patent. I mean, we have some protections over it. And, we certainly have, trademarks.
Okay.
It's a very long and expensive and difficult process to, completely patent a formula like this.
Well, because I would say that, to me, and long story short for our listeners, if you haven't listened to episode 24 before, there's a lot of supplement companies out there that are just, there's a lot of fancy equipment that they use to process and create a pill and to help pass the minerals and vitamins and these powders and stuff through their fancy equipment. A lot of these companies are adding in fillers and additives, which you can learn about from purevitaminclub.com because they don't use them, but they are putting in things like silica and sand and talcum powder to help stuff not stick to the equipment. So Andy and Vinny really have had to take their time to figure out how to create a supplement that doesn't have this stuff. And you guys did not turn this around overnight.
No, it took a while, and I had to talk to a lot of factories to find somebody that was willing to work with us the way that we wanted to work. I interviewed 40.
Wow. That's right. I knew it was over 20. I forgot it was 40.
It was 40 factories, and I found two that were willing to do it and only one that was willing to do it in under reasonable terms. And so there we are.
And it's local in California, luckily, too.
It's local in California, yeah, which is great. I would have done it anywhere, but within the U.S., because that was important to us that we make it, manufacture everything in the U.S. But fortunately, it was, you know, a 2.5-hour drive away.
Mm. Now, this new Polish distributor, is he working, is his niche the health, fitness, product, supplement industry or no?
Nope. His background is the same as mine. His background is film distribution.
Get out.
And he's a producer as well. But it's somebody that I've known for a long time. I've done business with him. And he, like me, is wanting to expand his horizons into different areas. And he's very well connected in the business community in Poland, where he's from, and saw an opportunity and he's jumping on it.
See, and this is a great lesson just for our listeners here, guys. Like, this is Andy is telling you a great little short story about, and we've talked about this on prior episodes, the power of networking and never underestimating how broad you should grow your audience and grow your network, because you never know that person you might have known for 10, 15 years, maybe even having seen him in a year or two, and then all of a sudden, boom, you obviously knew this guy from your past in the Playboy industry, film industry, et cetera, and then boom, you're reconnecting on helping distribute vitamins in another continent. Right. That's crazy.
Right. You know, that's the way it works. You maintain business relationships and you never know where they're going to lead and how somebody is going to come back into your sphere and be able to do something that helps you where you help them. And this is a perfect example.
Well, and let's full circle back to what we were just talking about here about a minute ago, which is we talk about the whole commitment to quality, commitment to not using fillers, additives, and everything else. So again, we talked this up prior, but the new product you guys got coming out, this is taking even longer to design.
I'm pretty excited about it. I'll tell you, this is the toughest one. This is our vitamin B12.
Okay.
And the reason it's so much tougher, our first two products, the multi-cap and the magnesium caps, are capsules. And with the capsule, you can really determine what goes inside of that capsule because
it's vegetable casing, right?
Yeah, it's a vegetable-based, like a gelatin capsule made out of vegetable material. And, you know, it's going to hold everything together just by the virtue of the fact that it's a closed capsule, right? With a tablet, and the reason it's a tablet, let me back up. Vitamin B12 in particular is a fragile enough kind of a substance that if you swallow it and try to absorb it through your gut, it's going to be very much diminished. Mm. Not going to get good absorption. So the best way, other than, you know, an injection, which people do, injecting vitamin B12, the best way to absorb it into your system is what they call sublingual. So it's a little tablet that you stick under your tongue and it dissolves on its own, right? And it goes right through the salivary glands and boom, you get a very good instant absorption.
And for our listeners real quick, this is also commonly educated with the people who suffer from sleep issues who haven't figured out how to heal their sleep health. They have issues with melatonin production. So melatonin also is another one components that is, I actually have a spray from my nutrition company. You spray it under your tongue because they said that is the best way and most efficient way to get it in your body is through the salivary glands.
Exactly right. It goes straight in. Yeah. It's a direct route. So the problem is with the tablet, you need something to hold it together. You don't have that nice little hard, you know, vegetable capsule to hold everything in. You can determine what it is. So there are only a couple of materials that are commonly used as the base material. I mean, if you look at any supplement, you see how B12 is measured when you take it, whether it's 200 or 500 or 5,000, it's measured in micrograms.
Okay. So
a really small amount. Imagine, you know, a gram. A microgram is like a thousandth of a gram.
So this is nothing like trying to consume vitamin C. Like this is even small because usually when I was firefighting, like we'd put down 2000 milligrams of vitamin C, like nobody's business. So,
right. So 2000 milligrams is what you might take in vitamin C, but if you're taking like our vitamin B12 is going to be 2,500 micrograms. So it's a thousandth basically the size of what something would be 2,500 milligrams. So it's a tiny, tiny amount. So it's got to have a delivery system, which is the tablet. Mm-hmm. The material that people common, there are two materials that they commonly make tablets out of that, you know, for consumption, for B12, that will also dissolve. That will A, hold together enough to stay in the bottle and not just turn into powder, will hold their shape, hold on to the B12, and then will dissolve under your tongue. So it has to have all those properties.
And you had to do this in a small sublingual pill form versus, remember when Listerine came out with those little pieces of paper you stuck on your tongue? I think those are still around. I don't know.
Yeah, but I think they are. But then that's you know, that's some sort of gum, that's some sort of, you know, and they're sweetened. It's got, okay, you know, flavorings and alcohol, and, you know, it's a mess. You don't want that.
Okay.
So these little tablets are made of one of two things. And if you look at any tablet, you'll see it's one of these two. It's either something called microcrystalline cellulose. And what that is wood pulp.
Lovely. I get to chew on some trees.
It's, you know, you're going to chew
on
a tree.
Andy, that's all natural, isn't it?
It's natural. Let's look at, you know, is it the worst ingredient in the world? No. Is it going to poison you? No. But it's wood pulp. Why do you want to take that? The other ingredient that they use alternatively is lactose, mm-hmm, which is, you know, it comes from milk.
And so vegans are definitely going to have issues with that.
And the of all people, the ones who need vitamin B12 the most are vegans, because B12 does not exist naturally in any plant-based food.
True. It's an animal-based a vitamin. So.
Right. It's an animal-based vitamin. I mean, you can get it, in a lab, which is, you know, is what goes into supplements. It's called methylcobalamin.
Yep.
You're using the good version as opposed to the cyanocobalamin, which you also want to watch because that's bound to a cyanide molecule.
I was going to say, is that cyo as in the cyanide? That's not good.
Yes, yes. And that is what you'll see in most B12 supplementations, is you'll see cyanocobalamin. It's bound to a cyanide molecule because it's a cheaper way of producing it than the methylcobalamin, which is the form it comes in our bodies.
I just can't help this weird mental connection, but as you're saying this, I just literally am having a flashback to when Vinny's wife or girlfriend, I should say, it was a Bond girl. And I'm just picturing a James Bond scene where the enemy wants to commit suicide so he's not captured and can put cyanide tablet sublingually under his tongue.
Right. Well, but, you know, given the amount that's in a B12, he would have to take 100 bottles worth poison him. But be that as it may, you don't want cyanide because your body's going to have to convert it back to methylcobalamin, and it's going to tax your liver.
Okay.
Anyway, so the vegans, because they're not getting B12 from their food, they have to take a B12 supplement. They can't take lactose, so they're going to be stuck with wood pulp. Hmm. All right. So when we set out to do this, we said, we want to do a B12 tablet sublingual that doesn't use one of these kind of junky ingredients. And by the way, both of those junky ingredients need other junky ingredients to hold them together.
Yeah, there's binding agents and carrying ingredients.
That's the carrying material. Then you need something to bind it. And that's when you'll see an ingredient that's something gum. So it's like guar gum or acacia gum or something. So, you know what, when it's basically like from the sap of a tree. So if you look at an acacia tree, the gum is like that you know, sticky residue. We can just stuff
it. They extract the it's sap.
Yeah, it's basically sap from a tree that they use to kind of bind it together.
But then they're basically running it through some kind of chemical manufacturing process to change its natural state anyway.
Right. On top of that, you'll usually see some kind of flavoring. You'll have like some, you know, peppermint flavor or cherry flavor or something, and then some kind of sweetening agent. It'll have, you know, sucralose, or it'll have erythritol, or, you know, one of the sugar alcohols.
And that's to address palatability, basically. Yeah, make it more pleasurable.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, our goal to stick with our sort of company mission was to do something that didn't have any of that. And the big challenge was, but, you know, what are we going to use as that base material? And we did a lot of research and, you know, what will hold together, what is a natural thing that you would want in your body that'll work, that'll have all those properties, that will hold the B12, that will hold itself together in a tablet shape, in a bottle for, you know, 90 days, which is, you know, or longer, because it's going to sit on the shelf for a little bit before it goes out, and then dissolve under your tongue. And we finally figured out that there was one ingredient that would do that. And believe it or not, it's calcium. Calcium.
Can't get much more natural than that.
Yeah. And not calcium from milk. So anybody thinks, you know, because calcium is in milk, this is calcium.
A lot of people, I'm always teaching them, people don't realize that calcium occurs along with iron and broccoli.
Yeah. So this is calcium citrate. It's not coming from milk. And it is compressible. So, you know, it does take pressure, you know, in a machine. It goes into the tablet form with the, you know, mixed with the methylcobalamin, the vitamin B12. And under pressure, it holds its shape and then dissolves under the tongue. And it's so small that, you know, it has virtually no taste.
Well, the best part is, speaking of small, I listened to the one episode where you guys were, I don't want to say complaining, but venting about trying to figure out how to design the marketing content for a bottle, because the quantity you normally would sell for, let's say, a 30 or 90 day supply, these things are so small that you literally have to look at a smaller bottle.
I mean, it's going to look like this. That's a Claritin bottle, but that's about the size.
Yeah. And for our listeners, guys, these newer episodes, I'm actually using the Zoom systems online versus Skype. So we're actually, when you guys listen to this, if you want to go back and actually watch the YouTube version, there'll be a YouTube version of this on my channel of us doing all this. You can see this stuff. So
just to give you an idea, I'm going to hold these two up here. This is like our regular 90 count bottle of our multicaps.
Yep.
And this is about the size of the bottle that the B12 will be in.
That's at least a third to a quarter of the size.
Yeah, it's much smaller.
Wow.
It's much smaller. But in any event, so the, you know, the taste, is it going to taste great? It's going to taste like nothing. It's going to taste like a little bit of chalk, but it's so small, it fits under your tongue.
Oh, so here's fun. So back on episode 24, you guys were hinted about using a natural, like, peppermint leaf powder or something like that. So you guys decided to actually pull away from
that. We talked about that, and we thought, you know what? We don't need it. It's so small. We're not selling candy.
Right.
We're selling vitamins. We're also not selling to babies. Anybody can handle a slightly chalky thing without a taste.
So you're basically saying man up or woman up and take your vitamins.
take your vitamins. You don't need the fancy peppermint taste. We're staying really, really pure. So this will have literally two ingredients, methylcobalamin, which is the B12, and calcium citrate. That's it.
So you can't look, I mean, again, to our listeners, guys, listen to this. This is not about making a commercial for them. I mean, listen to how simple this is. And if you look at any, go to Walmart, go to Target, go online, look at the fine print on these bottles, you're going to see a small paragraph. I've never seen a vitamin with less than 4 to 5 components listed in the paragraph.
I'm looking, I'm not going to show the label because I don't want to bash another person's product.
Sure.
But, you know, I in the research process, you know, I buy other people's just to kind of look at them and have them. And here's a B12. These are caplets. So these are not dissolvable, but here we've got, in addition to the B12, and this is 2,500, this is the same dose as ours is going to be, is cellulose, which is that microcrystalline cellulose, dicalcium phosphate, titanium dioxide, which is like, that's a mineral whitener as toxic as it gets.
Yeah, titanium dioxide does not belong in my vitamins.
No. Vegetable, and here's where I'm going to, you know, acetoglycerides. Why?
Well, what the heck kind of calcium did you say on that second component, was it? It was something with calcium?
Dicalcium phosphate.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
I'm not even sure what that is, but, you know, it's a bunch of crap.
Well, the best part is you mentioned the dioxide or whatever it was, titanium dioxide. It's like, okay, here's what I love. Vitamin companies, some marketing guy, and I'm a marketing guy, so this actually frustrates me with my profession when I'm not, you know, coaching CrossFit for fun and being a health nut, but they listen to some business guru, marketing guru over the years and convinced these vitamin companies that the color of the pill matters.
Right.
And so they go through the trouble of bleaching out all the color.
Right.
Then they come back and say, okay, what color do we want it? And then add other color back in.
Right. That's exactly right. That's why nine times out of 10, when you see titanium dioxide, that's the ingredient they put in to bleach the color out, you will also see something like Krauss caramelose sodium, which is caramel color.
Yeah. Thank you. I don't even like eating regular caramel. I don't want anything caramel. And when I hear the word caramel or caramel, depending on what part of the country you're in or where, yeah, how you like to say it, right, I just think sugar. It's just pure sugar is what I think of. So
yeah, exactly. But that's what caramel is basically burnt sugar.
Well, and let's think about it. So when I crack open both your bottles, I have the multi-cap and the magnesium. And again, for my listeners, I originally bought these for my girlfriend. I wasn't originally going to take them. And then she is the worst at remembering to take these things. So I just started taking them because I wanted to test them out as well. And admittedly, I've never had a magnesium supplement. And then after listening to your show with Andy and Benny and Anna on there, and you guys basically helped me realize that I didn't realize that magnesium is not a readily occurable, you know, mineral or vitamin that we actually are all very, very deficient in.
Yeah, many, many people are deficient in it, yeah.
And one thing I love about you guys creating the B12 is Vinny admitted it on the last episode, which hasn't aired yet. He's like, well, it was actually kind of selfish to myself because
he's deficient.
So again, we mentioned this earlier on the episode to kind of bring it back full circle to our listeners, guys, is that a lot, yes, B12 occurs in animal-based products, so vegans are already deficient in this. But let's be real, not everybody can break it down and consume it by the time it hits the intestinal tract. So right, that's where a lot of even regular non-vegans are still going to be deficient in B12.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, our whole company and the way we're expanding it, I guess that's horizontally when you're adding more products, is that's horizontal yep. expansion?
Yeah. I mean, unless you're doing like an upgrade or a leveling up, but this is, you're going horizontally in my experience.
So in my experience, this is horizontal expansion. Our whole thinking on this is we expand to what we think people need most. Mm-hmm. Simple. So, you know, we have another four products in the hopper and it's all based on what we think people need.
And obviously you guys are, I'm sure you're having fun getting into the fun world of marketing research and demand and supply and looking at what everybody else is making or how, whether sales are, and that's going to help determine the next product.
We do all of that. And then we also, you know, obviously then we go into the more technical research on what, you know, like we did with B12, what would make with the magnesium, how do we make the best of this? You know, every single vitamin, every single mineral in different forms, different versions, different ways that it's constructed. So we want to say, you know, what is the best balance? What are the best ingredients? You know, let's not put this out until we know that there's not a way to make this better.
Well, and it's funny because I just thought of something else and I figured you would actually appreciate this. So something I brought up last night, I was on a webinar with, there's a local kind of startup entrepreneurial support group here called Hatch House Ventures at the base of Lehigh University here in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. They're a very, very, very successful university. Anyway, the Hatch House group, they opened up chapters at two other universities to support these entrepreneurial students. Anyway, I was talking to like a 50-person webinar virtually with all three of those campuses last night. And one of the quotes that I closed out the episode with was, I brought up the LinkedIn founder. And that's a very successful online platform for professionals. And one of the things he's very famously quoted as is, if you're not embarrassed by your first product release, and that might be verbatim, then you waited too long. So the funny thing is you guys are actually taking your time though. You've not rushed a lot of this stuff to market. And mm-hmm. to be fair, you guys have already made some changes to those first product releases. I've noticed that your marketing labeling has changed. I like the new pink striping on the magnesium and the new black bold on the multi-cap.
Well, the complaint that we got was that the multi-cap bottle and the magnesium bottle looked too much alike.
Oh, you got the old ones right there. This is great.
I got the old ones right here.
You are true. So, yeah. So I usually read my bottles, but
yeah, I know. So we added the black stripe for the multi-cap, and then it's the, I don't have the bottle here.
I think it's magenta or pink.
It's like a magenta stripe for the magnesium. The B12 was going to have a royal blue. The next product we haven't decided yet. It might be a yellow. It might be a green. It will not be green because our background is green, but it might be orange. We don't know what it'll be yet.
Well, the funny thing, I was gonna reach out to you guys and ask if you guys had ever considered doing like samples, like little sample packets, because you sent out those nice glossy cards. But then I thought about it because I was introducing your product to a friend of mine, and I was like, wait a minute, they don't need to do that because the product is so affordable. I'm just gonna send them a bottle of each and pay for it.
You know what? And this is not a secret because anybody who's bought our products from Amazon, I'm looking to see if I have one, a completed one handy, but I don't. But if you buy our product on Amazon,
yeah.
If you buy the multi-cap,
okay.
With your delivery, you get, this is a little card, you get a little sample of five magnesium.
Okay, well then, okay, great job. Smart marketing.
With a little, it's got a little promo code. Yeah. With what is it, 20% off
your, okay. your order. So you did create a little sample thing.
Yeah.
Now, did you do the reverse for if someone buys the magnesium and not the multicap?
Yep.
So you'll be doing the same thing for B12?
The multicap as a sample. If you buy the multicap, you get the magnesium. Starting next month when the when we have our B12, you'll get that, whether you get the magnesium or the multicap.
Very smart. The idea is that's cross-functional marketing. You got to feed off of one off the other. I like that.
Right.
And if nothing else, you're showing that you believe in your product enough to give some of it away. And to be fun, like, you guys aren't a massive, huge company yet. So I've always been very weird about giving stuff away myself because I always teach companies. I'm like, listen, guys, that's your overhead. So you got to account for the accountability and the cost in that too. It's like, hey guys, every little product, every little pill you give away, that's got to get tracked. You're impacting some of your overhead right there, but that, you know, thanks for investing like that.
You know, the cost to us of doing that for the five pills, mm-hmm. and what that brings back. And I've had enough customers tell me, you know, I really appreciate that sample. I tried it. I loved it. So I ordered it.
So my question is, because I don't really know, I'm so busy with the show growing that I haven't had time to really dig into the magnesium piece. So do you feel that just a five pill sample capsule sample, that that's enough for somebody to really notice a shift? Like, for example, let's say sleeping habits and stuff like that. Like, what are some doctors and stuff talk to you guys about?
I think it's instant. I think if you take that one night, you're going to feel the difference in your sleep for sure. And I hear this from people all the time.
Okay. Well, and I noticed that I noticed it probably after the first week, just because I'm already a pretty much big health nut and I don't have a problem sleeping.
Yeah.
Unless somebody bothers me, like our dog or or my girlfriend or something like that. So I am a very good sleeper. But I will say, when I had taken it for probably that first 4 days is when I noticed it. And admittedly, yeah. I was only doing one pill a night. That was it. One capsule
that's
a night.
That's all I do. I take one every night.
Yeah.
You know what? There's something to it also in terms of a psychological connection that you're making with a customer. Mm. That they feel like you're going that extra kind of step.
Yes.
You know, not only that, but we tried to make the presentation. So when our Amazon packages go out, you know, not only does it have that, but it's got the nice postcard with all the ingredients. It's presented in a way that.
Well, I think you're right, because I studied psychology when I was doing my marketing degree as well. And one of the biggest things you're making there is you're showing also that you're willing to invest a little bit in that new customer, especially because people would think that, oh, I'm buying on Amazon, so I'm not as a loyal customer as a subscriber. But as to your point, you've gone ahead and thrown in all these little extra goodies to show them, hey, I don't care if you buy from Amazon or you buy direct from us. We still care about you. Here's a little sample.
Right.
So very smart.
It's interesting. I had a call. You know, we have an 8... it's not an 800 because it's actually an 866, but we have a toll-free number.
Right.
And I answer the calls myself.
Yes, I know. I've actually called and you've called me back.
Yeah, I know. So this happened a couple of times, but it was interesting the other morning when it happened, because I hadn't really thought to do this the first time it happened, but I got a call and I wasn't able to answer it. So I got the voicemail, and in the voicemail, the guy said that, that he ordered, I know what it was, that there was a charge on his credit card that wasn't authorized. And, you know, please call him back. There was a charge for $90-some-odd, $95, and it was not on his credit card.
Hmm. Oh, I remember this story. Yeah, you definitely got to share this.
This is a similar story. This is a new one. This just happened literally just a few days ago. So I called the guy back, because I couldn't quite make out his name when he said it on the phone. You know, so I wanted to make sure I got the spelling right. I said, "No problem, sir. Can you know what's the name on the account?" And I look it up, and I can't find it, and I can't find it, and I look it up under his email address. It's just not there. And he says, "Oh, well, I'm sorry. You know what? It's the wrong company. It was a similar sounding company." I said, "Well, I kind of thought so." He said, "But you know, but you called me back, and you knew it wasn't us. You know, it wasn't you that did this." I said, "Well, yeah."
That's called customer service.
Yeah, and he said, "Maybe that's a sign that I should switch to you."
Well,
and I said, "Yes, it is." Yeah. I said, "Yes, it is." I said, "I don't know what product you're taking, but
I can tell you right now, if I get a bad customer service experience at a restaurant, a bar, or even an online company, you can darn well bet, because I spent, I'd say 10, 15 years in the call center, customer service industry, managing, coaching, developing, training, designing. I was an analyst in there. So I had a lot of years of experience in that world. And most companies, that's the one thing. That's the one thing. If you just grabbed the bull by the horns and dialed that back in, oh my God, you could do so much more with your business and grow it. So if you guys stay a hold of that and don't lose that, that's the one thing no one can ever use against you. They can never use it against you.
Never, never. So anybody that calls, you know, they have a problem, I don't contest it. I don't, whatever it is. I didn't realize that I signed up for a subscription. Not a problem.
Yeah.
We'll stop it. We'll do it.
The customer, you got to be careful with this quote, but customers, you know, the old one is like, customers always right. Not always, but in the end, let them feel
that way. Always make sure that everybody feels that we're doing everything we can to take care of them.
Yeah. So now, fast forward to this future UK and then obviously Eastern European launch.
Yep.
With the timing and your timelines, are you seeing the launch with all three products, or how are you guys doing the launch? Have you figured that out?
Okay. Yeah, all three products. Yeah.
So really, once this legal BS is done by April, you're just going to roll out all three on full blown.
Yeah, because we're proceeding with building out the website and all that. There's nothing about the banking that prevents us from doing that. The two pieces that are left are literally having a bank account so that we can, you know, conduct business, and there's something called a payment gateway, which is. Mm-hmm. On an internet site, it's the basically the credit card authorization bureau that you go through. So you've got your payment gateway, and you've got a merchant account. There are kind of several steps,
sure,
where the money flows from somebody's credit card into eventually your bank. So all that stuff gets set up over the next month. I'm in London, middle of March, getting that done. I'll have the fulfillment agency agreement done by then. And then we just ship product and we're ready to go.
So my question then, obviously, because, you know, go USA, is this episode, I don't have the exact date yet. I think you're airing by the end of the month, worst case scenario, first week of March. So what's our timeline on the B12?
B12 is right now, we're looking at first week of April.
Okay. So are you guys rolling it out with us at the same time as the UK probably, or no? Probably, well, UK will be a little after that.
I'm not thinking of it in those terms. I'm thinking of it in terms of, you know, how quickly can I get it out properly?
True.
And then on the UK website, our anticipated launch date is April 15th, and I fully expect that the B12 will be ready by then.
Awesome. And obviously, so, you've already built in a bundled package on this website here in the States, so people wanted to buy either. Because right now you have it, you can go, I'm singular, multi-cap, or magnesium, you could do the bundle. So obviously you're going to do like a three-way bundle once the 12 is out.
Yeah, we're offering, it's going to be three different combo pack options. So you can do combo A, which is what we have now, it's the multi-cap and the magnesium. Combo pack B, which is the multi-cap and the B12, and combo pack C, which is all three.
Nice. Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
Now, is there cost savings involved in that, or no?
Yeah, you save about, we haven't fully priced the other combos right now, but if you buy the combo pack now of the two products versus each individually, you're saving about $4.
And just to kind of bring it back to that really, really healthy concept here. So what is it, why should our listeners, either A, if you're a listener who's very big into research first, which I'm kind of the same way a little bit, help them understand, or even ones who are just ready to pull the trigger and just get it, but why should they be taking B12? Why is this such an exciting thing? We already talked about the whole absorption and everything else, but let's go with the average population.
Yeah.
Average population, everybody's deficient, right?
Most everybody has some deficiency of B12 because we work so hard. Human beings were not designed to work as hard as we do. Mm-hmm. We work harder than any generation in history. We're constantly going. It's, you know, our parents' generations, they worked hard, but they worked from, 9 to 5, 8 to 6, whatever. And they came home at night. I don't know anybody who just comes home every night and doesn't stop working.
Look at us right now.
Yeah. Everybody is working kind of like, all the time, not sleeping enough. Our air is bad. Our water is bad. We're just constantly bombarded all the time. And what B12 does is gives you energy.
Well, and I think that's an important reminder too. What you just said before the energy piece was, I've brought this up in other episodes, is that let's face it, guys. When I was a kid, we didn't actually farm our own fields, but we had fields. I was a farm kid. And I can tell you, our food is nowhere near the nutrient density it was 20 years ago. So granted, yes, B12 is an animal-based, vitamin that you should be getting from your food. But even if you don't have the absorption issue that Vinny has naturally, guys, all of us are probably deficient. Because to your point, Andy, is that we're ripping through this stuff. Our body is just ripping through the minerals and vitamins that we are consuming because we're just so go, go, go.
Yeah. And look, it's not just energy. A lot of B12 does a lot of things. It helps with your memory, with your nervous system. It helps with your skin and your hair. It aids in digestion. It does a lot of things for you. Mm. But the thing that people take it for the most part is it does give you a little boost of energy.
Well, and let's face it. There's a lot of different Bs out there that everybody's building in their multivitamins. But as far as I can tell, the B12, that's why you guys decided to come out with, is the most important.
Yeah, well, it's the one that people are more deficient in, which is the reason that we're going with that specifically. We will, down the line, we will also be coming out with a B complex.
Okay, that seems like a natural next step because there's a lot of B complexes out in the market. So
yeah, it's not our next product, but it is down the line.
Awesome. Well, Andy, this has been awesome, and you've given us so much time today, and you've been on the co-hosting role before on our show. So as a reminder, I really want to leave our listeners with you having the final words, because I think you and Vinny together make a dynamic duo, because you guys both come from different backgrounds, but you're coming together, working together, building a very successful company. So each of you have a different way of responding to people out in the world. So if our listeners forget everything else they learned on today's episode, what is it that right now here in 2017 that you want to have them remember about who Andy Shriver is, why is Pure Vitamin Club, what is your final message out here?
It's probably pretty similar to my message last time, which is, we're all the time, I think we're presented with challenges that we think, God, I don't know how the hell to do that. Just all the time. I don't think a day goes by that something doesn't come your way that you think, God, I don't know. And I think the message is, stop. Say, okay, I don't know how to do that. How do I figure it out? And do it. And don't be stopped. Don't be thrown. Whatever it is, you can figure it out.
And you guys have done it.
Yeah.
Well, hang on to the line here so I can give you a proper goodbye, Andy. Thank you so much for those final words. Again, to our listeners, guys, this is what it's all about. We've been out here fueling your health, business, and lifestyle for only 6 months. Andy's already made a return trip. In 6 months, they're already launching another new product. They're going to the UK. They're going to Europe. Trust me, everybody told him and Vinny that you could not do this. You could not create these types of supplements and products. Andy is shaking his head. Yes, you guys can see this on the YouTube video. So again, guys, I'm loving the message. This is what we're all about. Keep living the fired up epic life, and we'll talk to you guys again soon. Good day, Live the Fuel fans. Hey, this is Scott Mulvaney, your host and founder of Live the Fuel. I just wanted to take a couple extra minutes at the end of this episode to thank you for listening in, and I wanted to share some reminders on some tools and resources to help you with your daily lives. First off, again, thank you and appreciation for helping me grow this new show. We just launched in September 2016, and we're growing like crazy. So, a part of that thank you is, number one, please make sure you're subscribed to the show, whether you're using Google Play or Stitcher or iTunes. You can actually click on the show and actually subscribe, so that way you're getting automatic updates when I release my next episodes with my killer co-hosts. Obviously, you guys who are listening for a while will know I'm listening 2 episodes per week, so they get listed on Monday and Friday. If you're subscribed, you'll automatically get updated. All right, so that's just one request for you. Second piece of that is please, please, if you get an extra minute or two in your lives, go to iTunes. I know it's not an easy process, but go into the iTunes application, go to my show, Live the Fuel, and please submit a review. If you love it, 5 stars are greatly appreciated, but this is the one thing that's going to really help me get the show ranking and really help grow it and keep me going down the road. All right, thank you. Please submit a review. I would greatly appreciate it. Back to stuff for you. If you go to livethefuel.com, I have a free resources guide on there. It's called the Super Sevens Resource Guide. I built it about a year or two ago. It's got over 21 different tools and resources that help me get my business going online, different things I've used to help influence positive change like health, business, lifestyle influences. These go basically from ebooks to Audible books to other podcasts, you name it, it's in there. All you have to do is opt into my email list and you'll automatically get a link sent back with a PDF for you to download that for free. So thank you for listening. That's one of your free giveaways for you, just for hopping on my email list and staying in touch. All right, that said, trusted affiliations, these are resources to help you guys, okay? I have a resources page on livethefuel.com. If you go there, first off, if you're a podcaster or a up-and-coming podcaster, on the business section on the resources page, eva.fm, he is the behind-the-scenes guru that's been keeping my show going. Martin Hollins founded it. He's out of the UK. He knows how to get you the best audio editing or any other tools or resources that's going to help you launch a successful show. So shout out to Martin. I cannot do this without him. Thank you. All right, guys, health tools, real quick. I'm almost done for you. Villa Capelli olive oil. I have a discount code now with these guys. This is the purest, most amazing tasting olive oil that I've ever had in my life. I've been using them for over a year. They're awesome. And they've now given me a discount code. If you use F-U-E-L, fuel, at checkout, you get an additional 10% off your order. So again, if you go to livethefuel.com/resources, click on their logo, go shopping, and you'll thank me later. Also, Pure Vitamin Club. We've had the founders on the show on different episodes, Vinny Tortorich from Fitness Confidential and Andy Schreiber. These guys have developed the purest vitamins that I've ever seen. No fillers, no additives. They have a killer multi-cap and an amazing magnesium supplement. Again, I am an affiliate, so go ahead and just click on their logo and you'll get in there and actually check out some amazing, simple, and so cost-effective vitamins. Just, you'll thank me later as well. And last but not least, Isogenics. Some of you guys are into it, some of you guys are not. Those of you guys who aren't into it and you've been looking for a change, please consider working with me. I have been doing this since 2010. It's one of my side hustles. It's not my primary hustle, but I only put the best stuff in my body. And they have some of the best supplementation, meal shakes, bars, you name it. I've been using them since I was a wildland firefighter. I've helped family, friends, lots of people lose lots of weight, also improve fitness performance. I'm a CrossFit coach. So again, if you guys are at all interested, go to my website, click on schedule, find a 15-30 minute window. We'll sit down and chat virtually, webinar, phone, whatever. But that's a way to get on my schedule and we'll talk more about that. All right, guys, I'll let you get back to your days. Thanks for listening to Live the Fuel. I'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you for listening to Live the Fuel. Visit us at livethefuel.com. Stay connected on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more at Live the Fuel. Live the fired up, epic life. Hashtag Live the Fuel.